In Nigeria, authorities investigating a shooting say that a violent Muslim group thought to have been eradicated is responsible for the incident on Tuesday in which gunmen wounded three people, including a retired senior police officer and two civilians in the city of Maiduguri. The group, known as Boko Haram, has invoked total jihad in Nigeria and claimed responsibility for the Christmas Eve bomb blasts in a city about 320 miles or 520 kilometers away that left at least 32 people dead. The team leader for Sub-Saharan Africa at Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Dr. Kataza Gondwe, told us the international community needs to focus attention on Nigeria.
There was violence 2 days after the Christmas Eve bombings in Jos. The information came through internationally in the news that bombs had been planted in two locations. There were six explosions in these two occasions. After that, the situation in Jos was very, very tense because I think people were not expecting this to happen on Christmas Eve. The 2 days after that, there was fighting between Muslim youth and Christian youth, but that was contained at that time. Now, also during Christmas Eve, there was an attack on three churches in Maiduguri, Borno State, which is in the far east of Nigeria, the northeast. And this attack has now been claimed by a group formerly known as Boko Haram that would now like to be known by a very long name that ends with jihad. They have issued a press release that has been put up on a website that they have created saying that they were responsible for the attacks both in Jos and also in Maiduguri on these three churches where around six people were killed, including a Baptist minister. And they've said that in terms of Jos, they are beginning to take revenge or to avenge the so-called atrocities committed by either officials or Christians or whatever in that area, and also in Maiduguri. So in terms of Maiduguri, in Jos, yes, there's been fighting from time to time between the two communities, and the situation has been tense. Although for the bulk of this year, since a state of emergency was lifted earlier, there have been hit-and-run attacks on non-Muslim villages targeting women and children. So if any atrocities have been committed since then, it's been committed by the opposite community. In terms of Maiduguri, the Christians there have been victims of violence repeatedly. They've never hit back, and they've never been compensated. I think you remember the 2006, there were the cartoon riots where churches were burnt and people were killed. And then in 2009, when Boko Haram arose, they took Christians hostage to their headquarters in Maiduguri, where some of them were beheaded, some of them were forcibly converted, and others died during the raid of the headquarters by Nigerian forces. So I don't know what atrocities they could attribute to the Christians in Maiduguri at all.
Do you have the sense that the government is properly concerned and responsive to this development?
I really do hope so. Although it may just be talk to simmer down the tensions, but the two top religious leaders in Nigeria, the head of the Christian Association of Nigeria, and also the Sultan of Sokoto, who heads the Muslim community, have issued a joint press release. And they basically had a joint press conference where they tried to play down this group. The thing is, I hope that in playing down this group and in saying that, everything behind all this violence is political and politicians are fomenting it, that they also deal with this group. And also, if there are indeed politicians who are fomenting the violence for their own purposes, which is a general accusation and a regular one, that those politicians are dealt with too. I think if they just talk and take no action, they may wake up and find a situation they cannot handle.
Is there a role for the international community to play in helping the people of Nigeria deal with this? Can we call it an emerging threat or a developing issue?
Oh, there definitely is. There's a role for the international community, particularly key countries, to continue to hold Nigeria to accountable to dealing with the root causes of this violence, because this has been an ongoing thing now since Sharia law was, full Sharia law, should I say, was announced in 11 to 12 states of Nigeria in violation of the constitution. Since then, there has been unrest. Since then, there's been sectarian violence. And even possibly before then, there was a system of repression being created in these areas where non-Muslims were dealt with as second-class citizens. This is in the Sharia states. So since that time, the situation has not been comfortable in Nigeria, and impunity has reigned. People have been able to attack non-Muslims and know they can get away with it. For example, there's a case still pending from 2007, which was appalling, where a Christian teacher was effectively lynched in Bauchi by her students and townsfolks on false charges. This woman was stripped and beaten, knifed and set on fire. Until now, the culprits who are known have not been charged. That kind of thing encourages the kind of impunity we're seeing. So crowds can gather and attack Christian homes or Christian businesses, loot, and know that there's no consequences. Until there's an end to impunity, there will be no peace in these areas, and particularly in terms of Plateau State. You have young people who see justice not being done for them. And in the end, it gets so much that they themselves feel they must take justice in their own hands. And that is a situation that needs to be avoided. So if pressure can be put on Nigeria, or attention can be focused to ensure that impunity ends, that would be a great thing. I think that would be the main contribution. And also, in terms of there are countries in the world, for example, the UK, et cetera, who have a homegrown extremist problem, shall we put it that way. And they can offer advice as to how to deal with it as well. You know, the counterintelligence and things like that. I think that is the main contribution that the outside world can make.
Boko Haram is also blamed for two Christmas Eve attacks in churches that killed six people. Authorities thought they had vanquished the group in 2009 after Nigeria's military crushed its mosque and its leader died in police custody.